You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I'm a dyke, ride a motorbike. I feel like a spice girl, you should see my fucking wife. Night roll, ice cold, all these eyes are light bulbs. Fire in my belly when I'm speeding in my blindfold. Flexing where I grew up, riding with my new love. When I zoom up, only leap be my moon cut. Real rebel jump, stare devil stunts. I got YOLO tatted on my ass because I'm done. Wanna pick it up, we just gotta pick it up. T.O. with your windows up when I'm feeling sick as fuck. I'd be surprised if your mother didn't know me. Hometown hero from a baby with the nosebleed to baby got a bolo tie. Baby got a bolo tie. Do you like my ball skills? Heard you like my YOLO style. Freaky little tricks, flies with the sticks. Catholic boy switch, call me cowboy, bitch.
Punk gigs got me typecast as a token other. The only other option at my doctor's. Signed up with other white boys who wanna band together. Yeah, they're always in a band together.
They say I sound like Tyler. That's why your bands sound like each other.
So I've been trying to lose your number, signing up. Beige on my wrist since birth, I'm an IBJ scholar. Sweet brown sugar, no filler or filter. Double, double butter, gold skin like a club. Cinderella in these baby blue pajamas. Yeah, everybody sees a man in the mirror. Half brown, half white like a vanilla Coke spider. Yeah, my cool tan more than a year round.
So I'm brown all over.
I'm bumping on this track, call me Bowser. Belly got me slow around the corner. I'm about to take over.
I'm brown all over.
Get it, girl.
Bump, bump on the track, call me Bowser. Belly got me slow around the corner, but I'm about to take over. I'ma butter up this white bread for dinner. Ham sandwich with crust, spread double cheddar. Yeah, I'm pouring out my guts up on the counter. While they're soaking up my leftover disconnector culture. Lather me in anchor dark blue towel. Cooking cause I'm golden brown, you way low cost. Whoop them up a chocolate snap pack in their lunchbox. Still begging for a door spot.
Hey, love, they call me brother. I don't
Double Double, Fakey, featuring Randa. We got Double Double in the studio. Morning, Liam.
Oh, good. It's fun. How you going?
Good. How are you this morning?
Gravy.
All gravy.
It's only taken 10 odd years, but I've finally adjusted to mornings.
Oh, hey, it's taken me 5 in this job to finally hack it. Now I'm leaving, so it's all a process, isn't it?
Hey, it's an evolution.
It's really nice to have you up here in this kind of Matariki period. You're performing this week a special Matariki gig, which is going to be happening this Thursday at Whammy Bar. And there's a bunch of great artists performing. Yourself, Auntie L, Swizzle Jagger, and Morning Stepper. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this kaupapa. How did the project come together, or this gig come together?
It was pretty simple, really. Lou just reached out and was just like, you know, I'm collabing with the K-Road Business Association. K-Road Business Association. Imagine if I said Karangahape Business Association. I really would have messed that one up.
But
for their Matariki Street Fest. And if I wanted to choose the lineup, take notes. It's that simple, you know? Just get
get someone you like to do the thing.
Just get Manafino involved and then your lineup will be sick.
Yeah, totally. It is a sick lineup. For you, though, kind of curating a space like that, how did you know who you wanted to have on that list?
I mean, it was almost too many options, really. I'm not gonna lie and say it was easy. You know, it is Matariki. You know, we're all out in force this week, so but luckily I love doing a deep dive and stalking people on Insta. So got to give shout outs to Kate and Zach, some return for pointing me in some right directions when I was running a bit at some cul-de-sacs for that. But I think with the Indigenous festival in Toronto as well. I was already looking at that because, oh gosh, I'm going on too many tangents here.
No,
but anyway, Swizzle came up and I was just like, oh, will you be back in time? And then that kind of, once you get that first block, it all just comes together. And
exactly.
Then, yeah, no, it's yeah, it's gonna be really beautiful. I love playing with people I've never met before. It's real funny, like literally sliding into random's DMs. Like you feel a little suspect.
Yeah.
And yeah, and they have no reason to, you know, trust that you're not, you know, just some has been.
never. And I think also that speaks to the nice kind of you know, community that does exist in Tamaki, where you might not have met each other, but you know, familiar with each other's work.
Yeah, and I've been really trying to do that more, especially with the last show. With, I mean, even though I do know Geneva from worlds ago, but with Geneva Avian Mokotron, I think, yeah, you know, I can't just stick with my own whānau, Emugi and Randa, who I, you know, I'm guilty of leaning on whenever I pop my head up again for a gig.
I think it's important to have both, you know, to be able to sort of reach out to some new friends and then know that you've got your core crew that will always back you as well. I think it's a really awesome vibe that this night's going to have, because there's quite a distinct genre sort of spaces that are being traversed here. Do you want to walk us through, I mean, we've just listened to your track, so people know what Double Double sounds like. Auntie L, what's the world of Holly's music?
Oh gosh, now I need to be an expert real quick. No. Yeah, I guess she's just been cutting up on the, I don't want to get the dance fans coming for me, but house scene. and I only knew of her through, again, being fans of Karu and Dylan Biscuit and all that crew. So I think just naturally that seeped into my peripheral. And then same with Morning Stepper as well. So yeah, like I say, slipped in abruptly, but they're all like parallel.
Mm.
And I think, yeah, that also comes with me doing some more regular gigging, which, yeah, I think this is the most shows I've ever done this year.
It's,
I think we're hitting three now.
It's a pretty good run. It's also a nice thing to kind of feel yourself stepping back into that space, I'd imagine, as well, when you've kind of had some time off doing regular live gigging. Mm. How does it feel now that you kind of are getting, you know, back into kind of almost a regular rhythm of performing? Does it change the space of it for you at all?
Yeah, I think I didn't realize how helpful it can be. I think, yeah, the reason I tend to drop off is just like, you know, daily commitments can put a lot of pressure on the chronic pain that I've got. But then, yeah, it's that moment at the very end of a set where you're just like, oh, yeah, this is like, you know, so empowering.
Totally. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just mind over matter to some degree, without sounding too bleak.
No, I think
once you get that momentum going, right, and routine and getting used to the mornings, everything like that, it's just becomes habitual, and then yeah, you just make it work, you fit it in.
Totally. I was gonna say, I don't think that's bleak at all. I think that's quite like a hopeful way of looking at things like that, you know, it's worth persevering sometimes even through those really yucky, sticky, sore days to find a space to do the thing that makes your, you know, your soul do the happy dance a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We all strive for meaning, right? And even though I love my day mahi, you know, it's just, yeah, I just was recently made aware via Camp Aloha of how much of a big piece of my heart was missing out there. So, yeah, to come back and start doing gigs with more Māori as well, I think, especially, that's really just immersed me wholeheartedly in it, which has been, yeah, a great part of my journey.
Totally. You're also, you know, speaking of empowering, we were just chatting off here, you're on your Reo Māori journey at the moment. How have you found, you know, kind of going into the class space and that kind of like really dedicated learning space?
It's been awesome. A great way to shed the shame. My sister said a great thing on my post yesterday that I made about the Matariki gig, which is a Tufitia Te Hopo, which I had to look up. I'm not gonna, you know, that's another great learning for me this year, is like, you know, not knowing, also trying, being wrong, all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I gave it a quick Google, and then obviously Māori Dictionary can be quite literal with this translation. It was like expel the fear, expel the darkness, you know. It was very it was really medieval. But then funnily enough, a couple of searches down, BFM had a nice colloquial translation, which was feel the fear and do it anyway, which has been a huge part of this year, I think, because it's been, again, empowering and full of joy, and but also like heartbreak because of the, just, you know, if I can boldly say the disconnect many Māori feel to their reo, just based on opportunity and environment, just anything that has torn them from it, whether they grew up immersed or without. So yeah, it's been real beautiful in the class setting as well, I think, just being in Māori spaces, and also the energy of people, like I said, like willing to try and be wrong, and it's like a real humbling space to be in, and yeah, everyone's just on it together, you know.
Totally.
Failing and succeeding all at once, like, it's just been life-changing.
That's awesome. It's a lot to hold in a space like that, but yeah, pretty worthwhile doing that holding by the sounds of it. Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, never too late.
Never too late.
Hitting 35 next month. Oof.
That's youth. And this gig, I feel like this is going to be holding a lot of space as well. A really nice way to see in, you know, a really significant time of the year, which we're all, you know, learning more about. Some people, you know, lucky to have really strong knowledge of Matariki. I feel for me as Pākehā, I've been learning so much in the last couple of years, just like in the way that we're talking about this, but also the way it's maybe opening up space for different reflections on where we're all at and at this kind of point. And I think music's such an important way for, you know, bringing people together. We know this.
Yeah, 100%. One of the most special things about doing Te Reo through Te Wānanga this year is the wānanga, especially like last one we had Josh Araki come in and do just an hour segment, which is like, you know, barely enough to scrape the surface of Matariki. But yeah, just hearing an astronomer's view, but from a Māori lens, yeah, and the storytelling of, yeah, the mother Matariki, like bringing the cluster together gravitationally and as a whānau and moving them through the universe. And yeah, and just like, yeah, the epic narrative of just how great Māori were at astronomy, but also storytelling and how it's, you know, it is in our folklore, but it's also science.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, that's another reason why I was quick to take Lou's offer to jump in and pull this little whānau together for Thursday, because, yeah, the next day we're off to our Matariki celebration. We're going to Taranaki to spread my partner's Kuia's ashes, which is going to be real special to be with her whānau and, you know, honour and celebrate the rise, while also, you know, reflecting on the old. Like, yeah, yeah, you just gotta seize those opportunities, which again, another learning from this year. I hate to get too too deep on it. I know I'm really stealing a mile every time you ask me a question, but it's just been one of the greatest years, half Pākehā news.
I think so. I feel it's going to be a really great way to see in this time Thursday night, and as you mentioned as well, there's a whole block party happening on Karangahape Road on Thursday. It kicks off from the mid afternoon actually, so if you're mucking around in that part of town, there's lots to see, lots to listen to as well. You can sort of wander from the street down to Whammy Bar and grab yourself a ticket from Under the Radar to see Double Double, Auntie L, Swizzle Jagger and Morning Stepper play. Thank you so much, Liam, for coming in. Always a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. Honor's mine.
See you on Thursday.
Mind on the tip of my tongue, and you want some. Time trickle love for your thumb, now you got none. Never really bothering me, am I lonesome? I got everything that I need, independent. Who am I calling the karma, his existence? Puffer suck up all of the beat, pump the breathing. Bitch, you making money, 20-20 double speed. Loud and I'm living when I'm serving up the heat. Spicy, bitch, you can't handle it. Bet your body going numb, make it gasp for air. The spice is too strong for you bland, unrisen. Lump of dough mayo ass bitches. This shit is like Korean hot pepper paste. So don't go rubbing your eyes. Sorry, I'm gonna go back in. Bad dreams only take you so far.
Yeah.
Wake the fuck up with Freddy, tear you apart. Make up all the split from my shit from the jar. Now my eyes spread apart from my brain seeing stars. Puppies, experiences, and tiny capsules. Get God's perspective, now I'm a cartoon. I'm so sundae, I don't wanna meet you. Go back to sleep with your wife. Watch me like I'm an anime girl. Make my eyes bigger, let the monolith roll. Bilingual tongue, but I'm not speaking with words. Unusual that you put the dub over her. I don't wanna ride that way. The tide's so low, I ain't feel no quake. Carry my ocean from the poisonous snakes. Delirious bitch, wipe the salt off your face.
Drop Keith in my lap, sang Sushan. Blue sleep, black tea, make my blood run. Got big body nuts in my port, Sichuan. Roll me on your tongue and I'll make your mouth numb.
I'm I'ma make you sweat straight Evian. Six pack from the super with the coupon. I'll super soak you with the soda gun. Go dancer, cool, drop a cool punch. Drunk.
I think I prefer creeping soda though. If I like didn't have to rhyme.
This could be my theme song.
Double double.
Play a bag rerun.
Double double.
Mac attack steam bun.
Double double.
Bumpy skeleton. Wrist pump, wah-wah, blow him up. Pumped up like a Peking duck. Still got food bars that can bump. Still got food bars that are dumb. Big belly got the jelly. Skin glow like Halle Berry. Season my lips with the blueberry blunt. Puff up twice and I'm done. Dog ski.
I'm a wild out when the bass hit. I'm a wild out when the bass hit. Bandit steady on the floor when they stand it. Savage, your big bass banging. I'm bougie, ratchet. Never give a fuck about a rude and nasty. I'm a wild out when I'm bump, bump, bump. When I'm up all night, party like I'm Little Pump. You know I'm big smoke with the skunk. Big bass banging, that's the sound in the trunk.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.